It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We got the news on Dante Moore.
We got the news. Oh, this is exciting. Yeah, what a great day we're having. So Dante Moore is the starting quarterback at Oregon. Oregon is bringing in Dylan Raiola, the Nebraska quarterback,
right,
who acts like Patrick Mahomes. You guys have all seen him. And Dante Moore had a terrible game against Indiana, which made every Jet fan alive say, please do not draft Dante Moore. Dante Moore announced 4 minutes ago whether or not he's going back to college. That could be Oregon. Mm-hmm. Is he transferring, because that portal ends tonight at midnight, to another team like a Miami? Because Miami, I know Ty Simpson's talking about maybe going to Miami. And he originally declared for the draft. Now he's back into the portal. Dante Moore, I'm going to guess, announced he is going into the NFL draft.
I have the same guess.
What is the answer?
I think he declares.
He will return to Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's not the right place to go back to. They just brought in Dylan Raiola.
Well, he screwed that up.
Yeah, but he's still got 10 hours to change
that. Is that how we put it? I'm going back to Oregon?
Dante Moore will return to Oregon next season.
Wow.
Wow. By the way, this is great news for the New York Jets.
Is it?
Because everyone thought Dante Moore was the second best quarterback. Mm-hmm. I don't think he is based on the Indiana game. Totally unfair of me to say, based on one game. But I was scared to death that the New York Jets were going to disregard that game against Indiana and take Dante Moore based on his body of work prior to that game. Which, okay, can make that argument. I could be totally wrong on that. But now that Dante Moore said after the Indiana game, I can't go pro off of that, the New York Jets just got a break. So now I think, since Ty Simpson's staying in college also, he declared and then undeclared, is it fair for me to say that Trinidad Chambliss is now the Jets quarterback? Kid out of Ole Miss who 2 years ago won the Division II championship, had a great year once he came in for the original starter there who got hurt for Lane Kiffin? Mm-hmm. Or is there another quarterback out there I want? I don't want Carson Beck. He's not an NFL quarterback for my money.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I don't know what the Jets do. I've been a big believer. I think you have to come out of this draft with a young quarterback in the first or second round so that there's a commitment to him on some level. That's what I believe. Now, do you have to take him second overall? I don't know. But I can't imagine. I know what happened last year. He's a unique player. I don't see a lot of teams trading up for two outside of anything other than a quarterback.
So now this is not a great quarterback draft.
So you're taking number two, and you're probably seeing if you can trade back in to the back end of the one. You have multiple picks here over the next couple of years to take a Trinidad Chambliss. That's what I would do. I would try and come away with him. It's about reading the
and
room.
And Trinidad Chambliss, prior to this little playoff run that Ole Miss had, was regarded as a nice story, but not as a first-round draft pick in the NFL.
It's very difficult for me to not want to come out with a young quarterback out of this draft. But now it seems like there isn't one that has a
first-round
grade.
Mendoza goes one to the Raiders.
Yep.
Dante Moore is going back to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Simpson is back in the portal. Most people think Ty Simpson is going to get a boffo deal from Miami because Beck's finally going to retire after 15 years in college. Carson Beck is not, for me, a first-round draft pick in the NFL. Who are the other guys?
I don't know.
You got John Mateer from Oklahoma.
No.
I guess, did Nussmeier? Right from LSU.
Someone will make a charge. Someone's going to have a pro day. Someone's going to have a combine. Someone's going to be regarded as a top first round pick. But because that's just what happens with quarterbacks. But I think he's making a mistake.
Today is a great day for the New York Jets. The New York Jets just got the gift of all gifts because when Mendoza goes one, if Dante Moore is in the draft, the New York Jets might have been in a position where we have to take him.
Yep.
He's the best guy that's been on our board for the last year and a half. This is the guy we have to take. And I think that would have been a tragic mistake for the New York Jets. So the New York Jets got a gift today. Like Santa Claus came 2 weeks late. And they said, Jets, you know what? We've beaten you down all these years. You took Zach Wilson because you won a stupid game in L.A. and didn't get Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You passed on Dan Marino. You passed on Patty Mahomes. You passed on every great quarterback when you could have drafted him. We're finally going to see the tides turning a little bit. The Jets got a gift today. Now, it might mean, let's be fair about this, that the New York Jets do not draft a quarterback at number two.
Oh.
It might mean the New York Jets don't draft at all at number two, like you're just saying, and maybe move back. I think it's more likely they do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if there's no quarterback there to draft,
this is a great situation for the Jets.
I don't see anybody trading up to get the second.
To get to two?
Second, I just don't see anyone doing it. I really don't.
You never know.
I mean, if I'm the Jets, I would consider it. But you already have enough. You have enough first round picks.
You can't have enough. I want more.
I want the best player available.
I want
available.
All of them. I want the best player
available.
As possible.
I want the best player available. Well, they should draft the best, the highest player on their board.
Yeah.
I think he's making a mistake, man.
Dante Moore?
I think Moore's making a mistake.
Well, yeah, because even if the Jets didn't take him at two, he's going top five.
He's a first round pick.
Yes.
Easy.
But he's also going to get a bunch of money, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I mean.
But here's the weird thing.
Is he in a competition?
Let me ask this question. Yeah. I know we don't do a lot of college football here. I get it.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola just transferred from Nebraska to Oregon in the portal because he thought Dante Moore was going pro.
Right.
And I'm not saying Raiola's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's not. But he's a very competent college quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. If you're Raiola and Dante Moore now announces he's coming back, he's their starting quarterback. Don't you want to transfer out of Oregon now and now go somewhere else?
Yeah, why would I want to go there?
I would expect that now. I would expect, assuming the rules allow it, I think they do, unless you signed a NIL deal.
Right.
I think that Dante Moore now trumps Dylan Raiola, and now Dylan Raiola has got to go find a place to play.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Miami. I know people think Ty Simpson's going there now.
Maybe.
But that's if I'm Raiola, I am pissed at Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. What happened to you're our guy?
Yeah.
I'm not your guy anymore?
No.
That's crazy.
Because I think the assumption was he was going to come out. Next year's draft class is good, right? He's going to have a great year to be where he would be drafted this year. I know he can go make money. I know maybe he feels he's not ready. I understand the NIL has changed the landscape of college football. But he was going to be a top pick.
Yeah.
Top 10
for sure.
I think so.
If not two. Yeah. He's having to be top 10.
That's a puzzling decision.
Yeah. Here's Brian in Cranford, New Jersey on the fan. Brian, what do you got, Cookie?
Hi, it's Ryan, but I'll take it either way.
That's not my fault, Brian. Or Ryan.
No, don't say Brian on the screen.
Not my fault.
I'm putting it on the record.
Thank you. What are
we doing? Jets fans, what are we doing now? Because, look, we can't draft a quarterback. We know that because every time we draft one, it's garbage. So, who do we sit? Where do we go? Do we give Malik Willis a look? Do we give, I don't know, Tua a look? Do we give Kyler a run? Like, because we got nothing. And
I think Kyler Murray is the best name you said there for me.
I don't know what else to do, unless
Joe Burrow's.
Unless the Jets, let's compartmentalize it. Let's go draft first. Unless the Jets fell in love with Trinidad Chambliss, they're not getting a quarterback in the first round.
Right.
Which means you're drafting Jeremiah Love.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need a running back, but, you know, whatever. All right. Or Arvell Reese out of Ohio State linebacker,
right? Right.
But the flip side is, I do think there are quarterbacks available to be traded for. I don't want Kyler Murray here specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That would depend on what I got to give up to get him and the money involved. I'd love the prospect of calling Cincinnati up.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever happen where Joe Burrow goes from Cincinnati to the Jets. I'm not sure if there's enough first-round picks in the world for Cincinnati to tell their fan base we're walking away from Joe Burrow, the best quarterback we've had since Boomer or Kenny Anderson, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's a chance that, and I don't think this is a negative. I'll tell you why. I think the New York Jets draft the best non-quarterback available. We're not going to do that today. We'll do that in April, right? With the second pick, they load up on talent with all the picks they got.
Mm-hmm.
They go out there and they get a veteran journeyman quarterback for a one-year deal. Aaron Glenn gets fired after year two, and Mike Tomlin becomes the New York Jets head coach. I think that would be great. I suck up another bad year where I get a top five pick in a quarterback heavy draft next year to get Mike Tomlin, you bet your ass I can.
Can an organization go in with the idea of setting up their current head coach to fail?
Yes, we can. We've done far worse.
Is that really what they want to do?
Yes, we do.
Specifically the quarterback situation, this is what I would do. Spitballing here.
Go.
I would make sure. I don't think it's going to be with the second pick.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You got the 16th pick. They have two. They have the 33 and 34th in the second round. I make sure I get Trinidad Chambliss.
Okay.
One way or another, I'm drafting Chambliss.
So at 16, and then you draft Chambliss.
If I feel like I have to draft him at 16, I will. If I feel like he's going to get to 33, I'll wait. If I have to move back into the first round from 33 to get him, I'll do that. I make sure I come away with him, and I go get a veteran
stud
quarterback. Not a stud.
Oh, I'm sorry, in the draft.
Draft him.
Yes.
And then get a Kyler Murray. Then get a Malik Willis. Then get some bridge quarterback where I have 1 year of developing Chambliss, and then I'm trying to win some games.
games. Not with the 2 pick. I got you.
Not with the 2 pick.
By the way, I would sign up for that right now.
I think that's what you have to do. Yeah, you have to come out of here with some hope of having a future quarterback. I agree. Right? You just have to.
It's kind of, you do it to Giants, do it with Jackson Dart.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, we don't have a first-round grade on him necessarily, but we're going to go get the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
I want Chambliss and a veteran quarterback.
Boy, I love it. What a great day to be a Jet fan. Not so much a Giant fan. But a great day to be a Jet fan.
This is a great day to be a Giant
fan. It could become a great day.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for all the NFL insiders. They must be on like a conference call. Like the New York Giants, whoever the guy is in that organization that has the responsibility of calling up Jordan Schultz and Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport and Jay Glazer. They must all get the call at the same time. Here's how the meeting went. John Harbaugh had a pork roll and cheese sandwich. He didn't know what pork roll was. They offered him Taylor Ham. He doesn't know who Taylor is. Yeah, we're going to get all those inside reports. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He went to the bathroom 3 times, had 4 bottles of water, and told Joe Shane, you're out of a job, Ace. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the reporting. Because it's going to be word for word exactly the same from all of them. Because they're all getting a call from the same guy or gal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I get you. Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at this. I think Ty Simpson is in the NFL draft.
No, he came in. He came back out.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Ty Simpson declared for the draft, and then within like 8 hours later, said, I'm going back to college.
Okay.
And the thought process is there that the Miami Hurricanes are going to give him like $6 or $7 million to play 1 year in Miami. That part hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
But Ty Simpson, I believe, has undeclared.
Okay.
Is that what you call it? If you declare and then you want out, do you undeclare? Are you rescinding the declaration? What's the proper grammar on that one, big boy?
I think declaring.
I think undeclare is better than declare.
Yes.
Right? I got to get you a laptop. You know why?
I have a laptop. Selfishly. I forgot to charge it. I'm reading this. I want to make sure we got it right.
But it kills me to watch you do that.
Why?
Because, number one, it's distracting to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Number two, I find it offensive.
Why is it offensive? Because I'm trying to find information for the show.
I'm speaking to you.
I understand that, but yeah. I'm not scrolling through Instagram. I'm trying to find something out for the show.
I can't have it.
Okay.
I can't have it.
I apologize.
No offense.
No, I know.
But like I'm looking at your head and I'm talking to you. I need to make eye contact because I might do something that I need
you
to react to.
I understand.
And your head's down in your phone like you're my 14-year-old.
Okay.
Like, Anthony, head up. Like, see the world.
I know, but I'm looking for information about the show.
I have a little something. What do you call it when the guys come back? Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
PTSD.
PTSD.
Because for 10 years, I sat next to a guy who during the show, when I was looking at him trying to make eye contact, was either shopping online or setting up his Wasps hockey lineup online or emailing the Wasps hockey team how disappointed he was in their performance online.
Right.
And I have PTSD over it.
Right.
So when I look at you and I'm trying to make eye contact and your head down with your thumbs all over the phone.
It has not been a problem.
It's
not like I've been doing it a lot. This is the first time
happened. I've said it.
Nah,
and then slide.
Nah, I don't know.
You've been knee deep on that phone for weeks.
I don't think so.
What?
Okay. You also reprimanded him when the Harbaugh news broke. He wanted to go right to his phone to double check it too.
Yeah. That's breaking news.
It's like a phone hoe.
No, that's
it's
funny.
Because
my aunt said something to me. She was like, "Would you get off your phone?" He yelled at you. I'm like, "He didn't yell at me." He was trying to tell me he doesn't want me to see the breaking news.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to play the game.
I get you.
Play a little guessing game.
I get you.
Yeah, it's more fun that way.
It's hard for me. Breaking news about the Giants. I want to go get it.
I know, but I like to drag it out so your emotions are right there on your sleeve.
We're giving information out about the draft. I just want to make sure we're correct on it. It took 2 seconds.
Here's Gene in West Orange. Gene, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Craig? I just want to let you know my friends over at Eaton Botanicals tried to send you a care package to keep you uplifted during these difficult times as a Jet fan. I hope you got it.
Hold on a second. Where'd you send it?
Oh, they found you on Instagram and sent you a message that you said you wanted it.
You're damn right I want it. Send me the message again. I'll make sure I respond again with an appropriate address to send that stuff. I'm all in, though. I love eating botanicals.
I definitely will.
One of my favorite things to chew on. Wink, wink.
Oh, that's great.
Great.
But anyway, to my point, I just want to say that one thing the Jets are really good at is screwing up a quarterback. I think you'll agree.
Mm-hmm.
So does it really matter who we get until we get the right coaches in there and the right system?
Very fair point.
Frankly,
Very fair point.
Woody?
You know, here's the thing. Look, Woody Johnson's not selling the team, so we can stop that conversation now. I think in the moment, and thanks for the call, Gene, have them send that for sure. I don't know. None of us think that Aaron Glenn's the guy either. He's going to get a second crack at it. He's not going to get a third, and there's nothing we can do about that. The unknown here right now with the New York Jets is Darren Moogie. That's the unknown.
Yeah.
We just don't know, and we're going to find out very soon because he has a boatload of picks in the top three rounds.
Yeah.
Let's see how he does.
Well, I mean, yeah, but to his point, like, is Aaron Glenn and Tanner Engstrand, are those the kind of guys, is that a coaching staff that can nurture and develop a young starting quarterback?
We don't know that either.
That's
great
the
point.
Question. And what makes me nervous about it is they handpicked a quarterback who the owner said couldn't complete a pass.
Which is, by the way, I think in the history of Woody Johnson's tenure as owner.
The best thing he ever said?
I think that's the most honest thing he's ever said.
Might be.
And the most in touch with the fan base he's ever been. Now, was it offensive? Yes. Was it a problem in that locker room? Probably. Because Justin Fields, if nothing else, is a very popular guy and was a very popular guy both in Chicago, in Pittsburgh, and here in New York. Guys like him.
Yeah.
But the owner happened to have been right. You know, I said from Justin Fields' first day in the pros that Justin Fields is an NFL athlete, no doubt about it. He's a running back or a slot receiver, but he's not a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the owner was like, yeah, we just gave $30 million to a guy that can't throw the football. I think that's as much in tune with the fan base as Woodrow has ever been.
Yep, that's fair. The GM signed him. The coach handpicked him.
I agree.
And they didn't even come up with a game plan to make him successful.
Correct.
So what makes me think
this coaching staff? Because they all saw that first game against Pittsburgh and said, we got it right.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
Yeah.
And we're like, you didn't get it right.
And
you lost the game, and he's not that good.
And it's the number one reason why I think he should not be the head coach anymore, because this is now going to be a time period of transition where they're going to have to develop a young quarterback at some point, and he's not the guy to do that.
No, he's not the guy.
He's not the guy to do it.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.